He's the remix king. Shade 45 in the morning. I'm Elliot Wilson. Yo, the show's over, fellas.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding me down. Thank you for holding me down. I'm a rookie. Wait, oh, we got a last minute call?
Yeah.
Who's on the phone?
Yeah.
Who that with the funny laugh? Is that J. Cole?
Yo, what up, man?
What up, man? Cole World, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. Just a little late. You know, my fault.
You was getting in with that Hennessy last night. I know how you feel, brother.
Oh, man. it was a beautiful occasion.
Yo, I went down to Cole's show last night. I was telling everybody at the Highline Ballroom. Brought Red Cafe out. He brought Drake out. The boy was doing his thing. He set it up. You did two shows in the last couple days and brought Drake out both times, right?
Yeah, we did Toronto Friday and then, you know, New York last night. So it was just a beautiful thing. Luckily, you know, he just happened to be in New York too. So,
yeah,
you know, we made that happen. You know, we're going to Europe. So it was just a little preview.
Yeah, so how did that happen? Because there was all this internet speculation about your guys' relationship. Now it just seems like you guys are tighter than ever. Like, how did that come to pass?
Yeah, you know, we've been cool, really. It just wasn't really spoke on. I just, on my side at least, I just kind of let people assume what they assume. It kind of just adds to the story a little bit when people, yeah. You know, when people in their minds make it into something that's not, which is cool. But, you know, the truth is, man, we real cool, man. You know, it's a friend of mine.
Yeah, I could, you know, I could tell the chemistry's there. So I heard you finishing up that album, right? You're going next couple of days now that the tour's over, 35 cities
yeah.
is over.
Absolutely. I got I got a few days up until Christmas where I can really get in the studio and lock in.
Yeah.
That's really what I've been, man, I've been on the road so much as a new artist. I haven't had the chance to really lock in and finish the album, so, you know.
Yeah. I know when we did the Respect interview, you was talking about you might have had the single with the Trey Songz joint. Is that still going to be the plan, or you don't know yet?
Hey, man, I never said nothing about Trey Songz.
I must have got that wrong, Brother Cole.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's the problem when two light-skinned brothers get together, man. Things get said. You know, you forget what's on the record and off the record, man. Nah, but Cole, I really appreciate you reaching out, man.
Nah, I appreciate you, dog. You know, whenever you need me, man, I'm trying to wake up a little earlier next time.
Thank you, sir.
I love you, dog.
Got to get you up here in the studio, too.
I love you, dog.
Yes, sir. Come on, man. Stop with that sound effect.
That's how they do it. They're trying to do me dirty, dog. Cole. They're trying to do me dirty, man. Good luck with the album, my dude.
All right. Good luck, brother. Appreciate it.
Right, I love you, dog.
Come on, fellas. I'm not coming back tomorrow. That's it, man. Y'all's
Bukkake boys.
That's how the Bukkake boys do it. It's too much, man.
No, but one.
But more superstars. He might have Q-Tip on the show tomorrow, man.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned, all right? You never know what's going to happen here. Yeah. Shade 45. Thanks for listening. Shade 45.